Today I'm honoring my commitment to podcasting every day, live on the day that I am releasing the episode, except for Sundays because we don't work on Sundays. And I am also honoring the fluctuation in energy and output and normalizing that it is okay to give more of yourself some days and less of yourself other days. That sometimes when we set ourselves a commitment to do something, we think we need to be all the way in, all the time, in order for it to count. And I'm going to talk soon about my relationship to alcohol. And many of you probably know that I no longer consume alcohol. And that most of the people who go through our programs, eventually, within a very short period of time, just become energetically incompatible with alcohol. And before I got to the place where I just became incompatible with alcohol, I did many things where I tried not to drink for many years. I think the first time I went to a meeting, my friend Luke took me in Vancouver. I was barely 20, I think, and already needing meetings, already having been a blackout drinker with a DUI before the age of 20. You know, and so by that time, it was already evident that alcohol and I were going to have an incompatible lifespan. But it took a good few years before I got to the place where I was actually, I'm going to say able to change my relationship to the substance of it and the meaning of it and the energetic of it. And that comes through in my work. It was not intentional, actually. It was a byproduct of the work. It's not the reason that people sign up to work with me, but it ends up happening a lot of the time. And that's because of my ability now to discern one of the reasons that I'm able to happily, joyfully, expansively, in a liberated fashion, move through life without feeling like I am, and I'm going to be careful here not to specifically just select alcohol, because there are lots of things that I used to do with my time and my energy and my money and my resources and my attention and my intention that were destructive to me, right? Alcohol was just one of many. But if you would have known me, when I was in high school and until probably the age of 25, that 15 to 25 year old period of me, that was a very, you would not believe. And the funny thing was, on the surface, I was a straight A student. I was winning awards for having the highest grade averages in the province. I was the captain of the sports teams. I was popular. I was athletic. I was beautiful. I was funny. Right? And I already had a problem with alcohol. And I already had a problem with relationships. And I already had a problem with deceit and deceptiveness and deception. And I became the version of me that I gave to the world and the version of me that I was. And those were very different people. And that's been a beautiful path for me to walk on. And part of the reason that I'm here having this conversation with you today is because we change and we shift and we grow. And I can honor my commitment to show up for myself without needing to count how many days in a row that I did it and making myself think that it doesn't count if I skip a day. We know that what you have is a byproduct of your thoughts and your behaviors and your actions and your habits. And when you want something other than what you have to do something other than the thing you've been doing before. Karma repeats. Karma is a cycle. Okay? And so for as long as you are repeating anything, you are in karma. And so for as long as you are in karma, you are accumulating energetic debt, which makes life hard, makes it full of resistance, makes it not fun, makes it stressful. It makes it chaotic. Okay? And there are multiple ways to grow your capacity. You don't have to grow your resilience and your capacity through that pathway. You can also grow your resilience and capacity through the doorway of love. And my learning how to honor my yes and honor my no and know what my capacity is and learn how to govern my energy expenditure and know that since I recorded a 60-minute long episode yesterday, I can still honor my commitment with a 10-minute or less episode today. I can be in integrity with my word. I can choose not to put an episode out ever on a Sunday, ever again, because it's contrary to what I believe, which is that Sundays are meant for Sunday dinner and baking bread and connecting with your family and being in devotion and being in gratitude and being in appreciation for the beautiful life that you've cultivated. And if that's all you do is add Sunday dinner to your life, every Sunday you have a Sunday dinner, if that's all you do, your life will change. If that's all you do is make it known within your friends and family circle that every Sunday at your place you have a Sunday dinner, watch what happens. Watch how your life expands. I kid you not. And knowing what I am able to spend my time and my energy and my money and my attention and my intention on, so that when I lay my head on my pillow each and every night, I don't even want to go to sleep. I love my life so much. I don't want to sleep, and I cannot wait to wake up the next morning. I can't wait. I don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep more than like 4 hours a night. I want to feel rested, but I don't want to sleep. I want to do all of these things that I've been doing that have been giving me so much energy and freedom. And I let myself rest. I let myself take time off. I let myself receive the joy of the fruits of my labors. I let it be easy. I let myself be easy on myself. I let myself be forgiving with myself. I let myself be gentle with myself. And I continue to hold a higher and higher standard for myself each and every day. Could there be a season where I change my mind and I want to podcast on Sundays again? Sure. This is what we were talking about yesterday in episode 7. Right? Sometimes your boundaries have to, sometimes always, your boundaries will always shift based on your capacity. Think of your boundaries as a fluid organism versus a rigid cup. Some days you have more capacity, some days you have less. If you're a woman, come into our program and learn from Renee, or come just absorb the way that cycles work and get in tune and understanding with your natural sinking of energy and your natural fluctuations of energy, right? If you're on hormonal birth control, maybe look into how that can affect energy output and modulate for that, right? Ensure that you are taking into consideration that your hormones are being artificially leveled, which there's nothing wrong with that. And also it changes the way that you can relate to your body and your energy output. So just be mindful, right? And simulate. If I were in sync with my natural biological rhythm, where would I be in my cycle right now? And how can I act as though I already am that, right? We all need to make choices for our bodies. And this is not a conversation about what to do about medication. Please take your medication. Please don't stop medication. We don't cure diseases around here. I just speak my truth, and people who want to hear more of it, come closer and learn more. And if they have a question about how to do something or how I did it, they ask me, and I tell them. If people want to know, how the heck did you stop qualifying for a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder? How the heck did you stop qualifying for a diagnosis of depression? How the heck did you stop? How did you get out of poverty consciousness? How did you, from nothing but the thoughts in your head and the straps of your boots, build a multinational peace foundation that is rewriting what our world understands about what it means to be a family? And it's because of you. Because you are investing your time, your energy, your attention, your intention, your resources into choosing a more loving, more compassionate, more empathetic world for yourself and the people you love most in the world. And that is why I'm here doing this every single day. because I can't think of anything else in the whole entire universe that I was designed for better, that I love more, that I could talk about for longer, and that I love seeing work in other people. It is miraculous. Some of the things that have happened in our programs have been nothing short of miraculous. If you just take all of the crazy manifestational coincidences that happen in my life, if you watch my Instagram stories, if you see the things that happen behind the scenes, right? The way pieces lay themselves out, the way that when you trust, when you go all in on yourself, the universe goes all in on you tenfold, right? Ask the Peace Avengers. I'm out of here. 10 minutes, 53 seconds. I love you so much. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Honor my word.